April 2. The Spirit is essential for understanding truth. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. There is a great work to be done for this time, and we do not half realize what the Lord is willing to do for His people. We talk about the first angel's message and the second angel's message, and we think we have some understanding of the third angel's message, but we should not be satisfied with our present knowledge. Our petitions, mingled with faith and contrition, should go up to God for an understanding of the mysteries that God would make known to His saints. We should have a realization that unless taught by the Holy Spirit, we shall not rightly comprehend the Bible, for it is a sealed book even to the learned, who are wise in their own conceit. Jesus meant just what He said when He directed His disciples to search the Scriptures. Searching means to compare Scripture with Scripture, and spiritual things with spiritual. We should not be satisfied with the superficial knowledge. We should search for the hidden treasure concealed beneath the surface, as the merchantman seeks for goodly pearls. Light, great light, will reward the diligent searcher for truth. There are many who have not taxed their mental powers and who have no experience in putting to the stretch their utmost ability to find out what is truth. It is not possible that the Holy Spirit shall fall upon you unless you feel your need and are more desirous for its descent than you now are. You should realize that you are living upon the very borders of the eternal world, that Christ is coming very soon, and that all heaven is interested in the work that is in progress in fitting up a people for His coming. If ever there was a people that needed to heed the counsel of the true witness to the Laodicean church, to be zealous and to repent before God, it is the people who have had opened up before them the stupendous truths for this time, and who have not lived up to their high privileges and responsibilities. We have lost much in not living up to the light of the solemn truths which we profess to believe. Review and Herald, June 8, 1889.